Thank you. Thanks so much for coming this evening. It's been quite a few years here, and when I was putting together the program, tonight's program, I have a very good friend who is director of Afro Studies at Duke University, and we're Facebook friends, and he posts a lot. You might have a friend like this, anybody with Facebook, who posts a lot. Well, a lot of his posts have talked about racial inequities, inequalities, I should say, to be exact. And what I wanted to do is, you know, I've always enjoyed music for the fact that it brings people together. It's colorblind. It's oftentimes it encompasses the best that the culture has to offer, no matter what culture from which it comes. It's pure and it's wonderful and it's joy, whether it's joy in Africa or joy in Ireland, it's joy and you can hear that. So I looked for a program that would exemplify that would really bring that to the forefront. And first I wanted to talk about liberty and equality, and that's where the Copeland came in. And what Isaac Jenkins, I mean, what a perfect way to deliver that. To really demonstrate the melding of the two different styles, Western European music with jazz, Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. And finally, a piece by a composer who maybe you haven't heard of before, William Grant Still. Believe it or not, he wrote the theme to Gunsmoke as well. This is crazy, right? He wrote TV show themes because he could. He got his start writing for W.C. Handy, the great jazz man W.C. Handy. He was a violinist. And ended up writing music for him and teaching the other band members how the music went. He realized that his composition skills, despite his training, weren't up to par. So he went ahead and he took lessons with Edgard Varèse, the famous composer. And this despite having a successful commercial career, he still wanted to better himself. And so the fruition of that is his first symphony, the Afro-American Symphony, which everybody seems to think is his best symphony, and I disagree. I think tonight you're going to hear his best symphony. It's his second symphony, and it's called The Symphony for a New Race, a race of people that brings all of the best qualities of all the races together. Again, the melting pot, the unity that music brings, this symphony exemplifies. So I hope you enjoy William Grant Still's second symphony, Symphony of a New Race.